Hello, this is Holly, and I'm going to record our list of WOW 7, Words of the Week 7, Week 5 list. So we have 3 cheers. 3 cheers for someone. 3 cheers for you. 3 cheers for me. To put forth, put something forth, you put forth effort. Put forth effort is a very common collocation. You may have noticed that I finished the alphabet A to Z with last week's WOW 7 list and started 1, 2. So continued today with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I could not think of an idiom using number 4, so I cheated and used fourth, as in F-O-R-T-H, rather than the number fourth, F-O-U-R-T-H. But I hope you'll accept it as close enough for our list today. So 3 cheers for someone, put forth, take 5, deep six it, suffer from the 7-year itch, to be behind the 8 ball, and to have the whole 9 yards of something. So I came up with a story imagining a situation where there was an office meeting. The meeting opens with 3 cheers for the fundraising committee. They've put forth great effort, and our donations for the past quarter were more than double the amount from the previous quarter. Nice work! Then after the meeting continues for half hour, 45 minutes, there might be an announcement. Let's take 5, everyone, and meet back here at 3:15. Okay? During the break, co-workers gossiping. Have you noticed how Charlie's been flirting lately? He must be suffering from the 7-year itch. Poor Nancy. Back at the meeting. Another announcement, folks. Our annual picnic has been deep sixed. Better luck next year. But we'll plan an after-work party here one Friday with clams, corn on the cob, watermelon, a keg, horseshoes, volleyball, the whole 9 yards. So it's not like there won't be some fun. And then after the meeting, after many more announcements of various kinds and discussions that did not exactly have full agreement among the debaters. As the co-workers are walking out to their cars or to the bus stop, one might say to another, "Well, she must really feel like she's behind the 8 ball, having to share that mix of news, knowing that with every announcement she'd be alienating someone." I hope you will ask questions, will reply, and share your explanation of each of these idioms, and share your recording, your new story, your new context for how we might practice using these expressions. Thanks. This is Holly, signing off.